contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, Bahamas. This is Kendini Campbell-Moss, and we're on Guardian Radio 96.8. We are here this evening, and this is Kenny's Corner. There's no rain this evening, but of course, it's still a sexy Tuesday evening. And we are going to have some this evening. This is going to be, for a lack of a better phrase, the vagina monologues. We're gonna take a dive into, is your vagina working? Is it working at its optimal peak? Do you need anything to rejuvenate it? And when should the conversation start about rejuvenation? Should we even have the conversation about what is a vagina? Is it just a reproductive tool? Is it just a part of the body? It's just a piece of anatomy? What is it? So in studio, we have Dr. Crystal Roll here to speak to us about sexuality, about our vaginal fortitude, if you will. The topic for this evening, empowering women's health, understanding vagina. That's a word, isn't it?
A juicy word.
Understanding vaginal rejuvenation and its benefits. And I hope that our ladies are listening, and ladies of all ages. Now, Crystal, before we even got onto the air, we spoke, my phone has been lit. Lit-ted-ted, okay? Now, Crystal, Dr. Roll, right? Crystal,
yes,
okay.
Yes, Crystal.
Okay, so Crystal, when should we start having the conversation about our vagina? When should we start that? My phone, y'all let me, hold on. Go ahead, Crystal.
I think in 2024, the conversation about vaginas should be had from preteens.
Preteens.
Right? I know in the Caribbean, you know, it's kind of a taboo. You don't necessarily always want to speak about, you know, the private part.
Right.
But we, just as we're born with genders, you know, irrespective of what's happening out there, you know, there are two outline parts. And I feel that from your preteens, from you go into that that era, you should be having a conversation, whether it's with your doctor, or I think that conversation should happen first with your mom, actually. For those who have a mother-like figure, because not everybody grew up with their mom.
Okay.
But whoever plays that role with you at that age, I think the conversation should be had pretty early. Especially now that our children are so overstimulated. There are so many subliminal messages in respect to vaginas and penises.
Okay.
So if the foundation is laid from you as the parent, I think it better equips the child as they transition through life in their various stages of their life. And they should understand that the word vagina is not a taboo. It's not a curse word. It's something to be embraced.
Okay, so before I even get to that, right, This text reads, this is the exact conversation that we need to have. Far too often, we think of vagina as the F word or another curse word. But maybe if we got in tandem with our bodies and understood how our vaginas worked, we would be better women.
Agreed? Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
Tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the vagina, is it just the honey lounge? Is it the hot spot? Is it the holding area for the essence of your man? What comes to mind when you think vagina?
I think it's what it's it's the essence of who we are as women. It's more than just a reproductive tool. You know, it's the vagina is almost the entrance to the giver of life.
Hey.
You know, it's your inner glow, it's your essence.
Okay.
You know, and we underestimate the power.
Okay. I have some more texts. Mm-hmm. I have some more text messages here. Kenny, this lady is talking. I want to know about the rejuvenation. Straight, we even ain't 5 minutes in the show yet. This person wants to know about the rejuvenation. Okay, this is another text. What's so different about the rejuvenation? Women have been using alum.
That's that alum powder. Yeah.
Am I saying it properly?
Alum.
Alum for mm-hmm. years.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her what's the difference. Okay, this next text reads, mm-hmm. I've had a hysterectomy. My cuff has been removed. Mm-hmm. The sex has been the same, none the wiser. I still have orgasms. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman of a particular age. However, I do have a much younger partner.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
Well, I guess, is she having concerns? Is she able to keep up with this partner? Is she having concerns? Is she able to satisfy this partner? What exactly are her concerns? She's not clear.
Text her if you can just text me back and say what your concerns are, what it is that you're feeling. Tell us, and then I will definitely ask Crystal whatever you want me to ask her. Okay, this next text reads, as a man, I like that sensation. I like that gripping. I like that feeling. I like my woman to hold me. I like to be nestled mm-hmm. very, very closely. Very, very carefully. I want to be treated and nestled like a baby. What is happening? Okay, that's not a problem, sir. We have got you. Let me put my glasses on because these texts are coming in fast
yes,
and furious.
Yes.
Do we have a caller here, Chris? Caller, good evening. You are on the air. Oh, the texts are hung up. All right, okay. So I can go back to my text messages. Talk to me about the rejuvenation process. Is there something that I can do at home? Or is there something that I need to go to a doctor's office in order to obtain? I have had 4 vaginal births.
Mm-hmm.
My husband doesn't say anything that is different. My husband doesn't say that anything is different. Should I be concerned?
Texter, if you feel, because you would know yourself pre-birth and after birth. Yes, you say your husband has not complained, but if you feel that your sensation is different, your lubrication is different, your ability to sustain is different, then yes, there are options. One particular treatment option that we offer, it's called HIFU therapy, which is high-intensity focused ultrasound. And what it is, it stimulates and sends waves to the vaginal mucosa.
Hold on now. What is the mucosa?
Okay, mucosa, so let's say a vaginal lining then. I was trying to be a little proper.
No, you have to tell me what the mucosa is because I'm thinking, like, you know that song, Mama See, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa. You have to tell us what it is. You have to break it down in layman's terms.
So our lining then, our vaginal layers, right? And so what happens is once it's stimulation, because it's through a wand. So for you who've had children, you've done a transvaginal ultrasound, where a wand-like object is passed through the vagina. So what happens is at different wavelengths, energy is emitted. And what it does, it stimulates the vaginal layers to produce more collagen. Now, what collagen does, while it produces more collagen, it allows for a tightening sensation. And in addition, the vaginal juices, since we being layman, you're able to produce more vaginal juices.
Does that make it more orgasmy?
Yes.
If that's a word.
So the sexual experience is much more intense, much more enhanced. And like I said, the walls are tightened. So it is an ideal service for persons who would have had children. Because what happens is naturally, you know, your pelvic floor muscles are not as tight anymore. Your layers, you know, the elasticity of the womb, the walls of the vagina may thin out as you have children or just natural aging, especially in women who are menopausal. They don't have the hormonal support that they had before. So you find that this therapy stimulates that rejuvenation of the collagen, gives you that snapback, gives you more juices, and you're good to go.
But I have a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who feels this tightness? do you know that the tightness is there, or does your partner know that the tightness is there? I want that answer.
Both of you would know.
Okay.
Both of you would know. You would know what you were before, and you would know what you were after the service. And that's kind of how we gauge how many sessions an individual actually need.
Okay, so this is another text. I have a saying, a woman's body is very open. Mm-hmm. I believe as men, we need to understand a woman's body. What can we guys do to help or encourage our woman's health, not just ride the woman's body? This is another question. As a stud,
mm-hmm.
we use a strap-on.
Mm-hmm.
Should this be something that I engage for my woman? We have a caller. Good evening, caller. You are on.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Fairly well. I love the show. I'm a student, so to speak.
Oh, thank you so much for loving the show.
Students like to read and research and listen and learn, you know?
Absolutely.
When I heard the program, I want to be a little halfway modest in a sense. I said, wow, what a program tonight, this evening in West Virginia. You know what? And then when you spoke about a situation, how to correct certain situation, I said, wow, Kung Fu.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I, on a serious note, I think the lady that had four aborts or such.
Four kids.
I don't think that's an issue. Once she would have breastfed, I think everything would have been back to normal. And I will sign out right now and continue listening.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. Please continue to listen on in. So I guess ultimately that caller wants to find out, even though she's had the four vaginal births, if she had breastfed, she would be able to pull her walls back in. Is there a correlation with that?
Yes, definitely. Breastfeeding has its place in returning your organs to what they once were. But some women still need more. And that's where the rejuvenation comes in. It's non-surgical, non-invasive. And so after four births, your muscle walls are not the same. And so, yes, breastfeeding helps, but you still may need some assistance. And you yourself have to be honest with yourself and determine if you are the same pre-pregnancy and post.
Okay, so this is another question here. We still need to answer this gentleman's question. I have a saying, a woman's body is very open. I believe as men, we need to understand a woman's body. What can we guys do to help or encourage our woman health, not just ride a woman's body? What can you answer to that question?
Be open and honest with your partner.
Honesty, openness.
Open and honest with your partner, both of you. Have clear expectations, have clear goals. If you feel that there's a deficit in the sexual area, discuss it.
Okay, but how would he know? Okay, because I want you to know, we do have mm-hmm. the rose. We mm-hmm. have the heated, the warming lubricants.
Mm-hmm.
We have the what do you call, how do I say this word? We have the oral,
yes.
Candy that pops when you give
right,
oral.
Right.
So those types of things you may not know because it may already be in a very wet
right.
type of situation.
Right.
So how would either partner know if what is actually happening is
natural
fluid?
Or yeah. or in post?
But I think that you should be in tune with your man. Like
correct.
You should know when he has an orgasm.
Correct.
You should know when she has an orgasm.
Correct.
Eh?
Correct.
Because I mean, this
correct.
Is your partner.
And I think whether you use those aids or not,
right,
the experience should be the same.
Okay. Now, this is another question. Oh Lord. Texters, callers, the phone line is 323-6232 or 325-4316. The text line is 422-4796. The telephone numbers again are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. This text reads, Kenny, these shows are getting more provocative every week. I love the fact that you bring someone that's clinical to assist us with these things. This brings me to my point. If the women don't know if their juices are flowing, how are we to know? Does foreplay give us an insight into whether or not her juices are flowing?
Of course. For women, sex doesn't start, you know, when the penis goes into the vagina. I could say that.
Dwight and Erica haven't called yet, so I'm assuming so.
Okay. Yeah, no, sex starts with the good morning, babe. Mm-hmm. The how you doing? Mm-hmm. All of that is foreplay for women. Women are emotional creatures. We're driven by what we hear.
Okay.
So if you are just a stab it and go, then you're never going to fully experience that woman's aura.
This texter says, I am motivated by what I see in my wallet. Okay.
Well, you have those women too.
You do have those women.
I don't fault her
well.
At all. If that is
your motivation,
that is what it is.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, let us talk about the act of rejuvenating. When you say rejuvenating the vagina, right?
Yes.
Is it purely for sexual connotation, or is it you want to feel a particular type of way? What type of other vaginal enhancements are there? Is there bleaching of the vagina? Is there trimming? You get a Brazilian. What type of things can one do to make the vagina great again?
Yes, I like that.
Okay.
Make the vagina great. Yeah, that's our slogan. Make the vagina great again. Of course, you know, intimate bleaching or intimate lightening, that is a service within itself as well. You have some women who, you know, the vaginal lips, the outer layer of the vagina, for whatever reason, may be darker than the regular skin complexion.
Okay.
So skin...
The lips would be darker?
Yeah, some persons have, you know, the lips are a bit more pigmented than the rest of their skin.
Okay.
So that's the thing. You can lighten that area, of course. Anal bleaching is another one.
Pardon?
Anal bleaching. Anal lightening, the anal area.
Why would you...
Porn stars have been doing it for years. Why do you think their reproductive areas look so perfect? Everything in tune, everything matching.
I thought that was airbrushed.
No, man. Mm-mm. Lightning.
Okay, so finish telling me the rest of the story.
Yeah. So, you know, you could do a whole bundle. You could get your Brazilian, you could get your waxing, you could get your lightning, and you could get your rejuvenation. The rejuvenation is the cherry on top, because it gives you that long lasting. You get your moisture back, you get your elasticity back, you get your sexual prowess back, your orgasms are enhanced.
Does it make you want to have sex more?
It does, because you have your collagen layers are being rejuvenated. You're able to secrete more juices. It makes you more empowered. You feel more like a woman.
This texter reads, are you open tonight?
No.
Okay, talk so we're going to get to
that. I'll send a number. We go by appointments.
Do we have a caller? Caller, good evening. Hello?
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Yeah, I missed a point to share. I want to know if you are aware of the nanny eggs.
Yoni eggs.
Yoni. Sorry about that.
That's no problem. We are here to learn from each other.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Crystal?
Yes, I am very aware of the process. It's not a service that we offer. But yes, I'm very aware that persons use yoni eggs for a similar process of cleansing. It's supposed to do tightening. I don't have much research on there. I don't know much about it.
Muscle control and muscle
right. Control. And I don't know the sustainability of it, meaning that once you would have steamed with a yoni egg, I don't know how long the results last for. I don't have much information on that.
I'm almost, if I get your WhatsApp number, I can send you some information. But I'm almost a specialist in, I'm a student, right? I'm a student.
Absolutely.
So I've been observing the nanny egg situation, even though I call it nanny. Sorry about that. I mean, nanny, you know, not like the other sense, you know, but noonie.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
And I just want to say that one size doesn't fit all, in a sense that a person after menopause may have a retardation and others may have an acceleration.
You're right. And that's why consultation is key. We don't just, it's not a one size fit all service. Everyone is different. And so we consult first. You're very right.
I'm a good lecturer. I'm not a practitioner, but I'm a good lecturer.
Oh, awesome.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Now, Crystal.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. This is another text. Let me read this text in its entirety. It's important to acknowledge there's a difference between when a woman is feeling you and into you, being active with you, and when a woman is not feeling or attracted to you. If you having sex with a woman by force, by any kind, it won't be the same as if you're doing it with a woman who wants to be active with you and give consent to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Don't force a woman to have sex. It must be consensual, guys. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I text her. Thank you for that. Hold on. This is another text. Hold on. We're going to read this and then we're going to go to commercial break. This next text reads, I want to know how I can make it juicier. I want to make it ushy. I'm assuming this is ushy. I want to make it ushy and gushy. I want him to stay
Niagara
in my bed.
Niagara Falls.
I want him to stay in my bed.
Oh, she won't be a part of the little Miss Grippy community.
Miss Grip Grip.
That's right.
Miss Grip Grip.
That's right.
Titus.
Tell her we welcome her. She will definitely get the contact number.
Okay, we are going to be back with some more of this conversation. We're talking about vaginal rejuvenation, vaginal health. How to get you to your best sexual performance. Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
Away from me to see clearly the way that love can be when you are not with me.
You do coffee
your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station. On the app, scan the pump's QR code. Select your payment amount and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I said certified free, 7 days a week, wet, make that game weak.
Yeah, you dealing with some wet, bring up, and I'm out for this wet, give me everything you got for this wet, beat it up, baby, catch a charge, extra and extra, put this right in your face, swipe your nose like a credit card, high.
hop on top. I wanna ride. I do a kegel. I'm kinda wild. Look at my mouth. Look at my thighs. It's wet. It's wet. Come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play. I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Bring me dream. Make it stream. I done public. Make it scene.
Good evening. We are back with Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. And that is our girl, the one and only, Wah! Mm-hmm. There's some in this. All righty. Now we're going to get right back into our questions here this evening. How many sessions are typically required for optimal results?
Yeah, so optimal results, we normally recommend 3 to 6 sessions, but the client gauges. So you find that persons get the results that they want in one session.
Okay. This, just as you texted, she answered right. This person answered right back. Miss, are you telling me I have to wait in between these treatments in order to have sex with my man?
No. No one ever said that. No, ma'am. You have to wait in between? No, that's defeating the purpose. How you know if the session's working?
So when you get the first, so you get a session tonight. Can you use the vagina tonight?
You got to use it within 48 hours.
What you mean?
48 hours. We don't recommend that you go right away and use the vagina after you've had it worked on. Give a 48-hour period, and then you go and do what you have
to
do.
So what is 48 hours? Help me, like, talk to me like a child. 2 days?
Yeah.
2 days.
Uh-huh.
And then?
So you get all that time to build up that, you know, that adrenaline.
Is it a mind thing? Because this is a text. This is another text. I have to read all of these texts before I get, before they do me right in. Okay?
No problem.
So this text reads, I still think it's a mind thing because most times when you meet a new person, everything that was dead comes back to life. What do you think?
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I you don't agree? I mean, because you may just have been a born lover and I meet somebody else and he or she awakens the sexual predator in me, the sexual savant in me.
I get that.
Right.
I get the emotional aspect of it.
Right.
Right. That gives the drive. But you still have to have the equipment for the function. So yeah, the emotion, intensity, all of that is there. But if the lubrication ain't there,
it'll be dry. It's
friction
like friction.
Is fire. Right.
You dry. Yeah.
So, you know, so you have to weigh it out. I get it. I get the excitement of a new partner and all of that, but then you got to make sure the equipment working well.
Is that the same for a man that may need enhancements?
Yeah.
So do you do penile implants or penile stimulants?
You're talking medication wise?
No, men. Like, do you?
Yeah, there is a service called wave therapy.
For men?
Yeah.
And so men come to your office?
Of course. You will know who the clients are.
Man, what's up, me man?
So, of course, it's a thing. So what happens with that therapy is it's a machine, and what it does is redirects blood supply to the penis area to sustain erections and help you to get erections quicker and, you know, pre-ejaculation. It helps to control that as well.
Is this covered under insurance?
Not as yet, okay. But I would love it to be.
Because that's how many clients you have.
I think our men would rank the women. They're not afraid.
The men are not afraid. Mm-hmm. It's the women that are afraid. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Why is that the men are not afraid?
I think they embrace their sexuality and what comes with it, even with age or with other issues, and they do what it takes to get it, you know.
Because they need sex. I remember Miles Monroe saying, men don't want sex. They need sex.
Agreed.
Right. Okay, I asked the how many sessions question. Is vaginal rejuvenation a lasting effect? But she answered that already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes. Are there any activities I should avoid during recovery?
Yeah, so normally we do have a take-home. We call it a take-home kitty kit.
Okay.
For maintenance purposes, where we advise against certain things. Like hot tubs, tampons,
okay.
non-cotton-based underwear, no sex for 48 hours, that type of thing.
This text reads, separate and apart from your vaginal rejuvenation, what is the best lubricant to use for male to female sexual interaction?
Wait,
male to female? You mean man and woman sexual interaction, I am thinking. What is the best lubricant to use?
That's an interesting one. I know the ones that are mineral oil based are particularly longer lasting and thicker than water based or alcohol based. So I would recommend those. I found persons have a special interest in just using coconut oil.
This person says, ask Judy, whoever this texter is, you ain't gonna see heaven here. I want you to know that. All right, now this is another question. Is the procedure painful?
No.
Is there any anesthesia used?
No, that's why it's non-invasive, non-surgical, non-invasive, no downtime.
No downtime.
A typical session lasts between 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 20 to 30 minutes?
Uh-huh. And then you go to work.
What does it feel like? Is it a warm sensation? Is it cooling?
It is a warm sensation. I find that there are some women when they are having the session are stimulated enough to have an orgasm.
Well,
it happens.
On your table?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think you understand my question. Mm-hmm. You're saying to me that you're performing mm-hmm. the procedure and the warmness
can
cause an orgasm on your literal table.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in there with them?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not me. That's stimulating the orgasm, so I don't feel any type of way about it.
But you know that they have the orgasm. They've said it to you?
Yeah, and some of them, you know, they react the same way that they would normally react as if it was a penis.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me get through some of these texts for you, okay?
Sure.
You speak about vaginal rejuvenation. I think that that's an abomination to God, because if God allowed my vagina to be a particular way, I want to just go to meet my maker with that.
Oh, well, if that's your choice, that's your choice.
If that's what you want to do, yeah. Sister, then we support you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this next texter asked, will I notice immediate results or do they develop over time?
Right, and that's what I said earlier. It varies from person to person. That's why we have to use you, the person, as our marker to determine how well our sessions are doing. So some persons will see results within 48 to 72 hours. Others may take a week or two to say, okay, well, I felt it different this time, or I was able to secrete more this time.
This text reads, Kenny, you are teaching these women how to trap us. This is not a fair fight. I would like you to have somebody on that can speak to me about trapping this woman with my penis. She spoke about the waves thing. Do I attach the wave thing to my penis? Where does it go? Does she take men? She already said that she does take men. You answered that question.
Yes.
Right?
So it's a machine. It looks like a thick wand or like a microphone almost.
Right.
It goes onto the shaft of the penis, and it goes. You maneuver it in waveforms.
So stimulate. Do people come to you as couples?
I've never had that, but you know that should be a thing, like a whole event.
That should probably be like a bedroom monologue type situation,
yeah.
Like bedroom candy or like bedroom talk, something of that nature.
Yeah, but I think though the couple has to be liberated enough to have that discussion to say, you know, let's go do this session.
But do we have I mean, you just said that the men are more agile and able to come in, right?
In the Bahamas.
But we're such a sexual nation, but we are closet sexual people.
We are. We hide it.
Why?
In the dark.
Why?
Because it's a Grammy teachers. You don't talk about that.
You don't talk about sex?
No, you could ask Grammy where your mommy come from back in the day.
No. I mean, my mommy had like it was a lot of them.
But they was having more children than us though.
Yeah, they had a lot mm-hmm. more. Like my Grammy had like a lot, mm-hmm. and then like two of one daddy, mm-hmm. and then the rest of others,
mm-hmm.
and then my daddy, mommy, she have all like she
right,
was,
but
yeah.
you couldn't dare ask how that come
no,
about.
I wasn't asking any questions. Right. I don't know how I would. I don't know as an adult, I don't know how I would say to my parents, well, hey, how mm-hmm. does this happen? Like when I got pregnant, mm-hmm. I wrote my dad a letter and I left it on the bottom of the staircase. And I was a married woman.
Right. And why? Why?
I was ashamed.
Why?
Because that's proof that I was doing the thingam.
But what's so embarrassing about it?
I wasn't prepared for that conversation.
And why are we cultured that way?
I don't know. But the strangest thing is, mm-hmm. right, I wasn't prepared for that conversation. But then when my brother was growing up, because I had gone already gone off to school, right? They would, daddy would turn on the air condition before he come home with the girls.
Yeah.
It was a difference.
It's double standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Double standard.
I don't like that. I don't like that for me.
But we got to change that narrative too.
We have to change. I would hope that we have a culture that we can have the conversation yeah. with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would like that. Let me read the rest of these texts before I get riled. Many men believe the secret to great sex is the size. They're trying everything to form their size, then get mad when woman says they're too big and they brag about their size. Okay, this person is on the same tip. It's not the size of the boat, but the motion in the ocean. What do you think about uncircumcised men? What do we think about uncircumcised? I don't know how to answer that question. Texter, give me more of a question. What do we think about uncircumcised
men? In what context?
Is the uncircumcised man able to, is he able to get an erection? Is he able to get rejuvenation or the wand? What about the uncircumcised man? I will read your question once you text it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Crystal, this is another question. For the rejuvenation, I think women probably do not come to your office or come to the office because nobody wants to be known as having a slack vagina.
That's true too.
Okay.
That's why it's by appointments only, because that privacy has to be upheld.
This is another comment. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be known as having a loose or open vagina. There was an argument on Facebook just the other day with two ratchet ladies, and they both spoke about each other's underneath. What is that saying? I don't know if I'm able or willing to let someone see me come into your office for rejuvenation. I would like to have a night session. Do you find that women are ashamed? But how do they know that they're coming to you for rejuvenation? Don't you offer other services?
Right. There are other services offered. And like I said, that is why it's by appointments only, because I understand exactly how private the conversation is. I think it's something that we're not there yet.
But I'm trying to figure out why we aren't there yet. On Real Housewives of Atlanta, maybe it was last season, Cynthia and Kenya, I think, did a mm-hmm. vaginal rejuvenation mm-hmm. type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the friend was in the room with mm-hmm. the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, like, this is liberating. Like, you are my friend and I can share this experience. So why is it that we are not prepared? And I want you to talk to us about the bleaching, because the bleaching mm-hmm. thing is, I want to, because we bleach in the faces, mm-hmm. not we. The mm-hmm. ladies are bleaching the faces. Mm-hmm. So when you say bleaching down there, is it just the hair that's bleached or the skin that is bleached?
No, it's the skin. If you first of all, you have to be clean shaven, waxed, sugared, whichever preference you use to remove the hair.
Okay.
And the service is for the skin. In addition to the skin and the anal area, you know, there are persons who have issues with their inner thighs, back of the neck. Persons who are heavily into it, heavily dedicated to lightening the skin, you know, sometimes the knuckle areas, the knees, back of the ankles, that type of thing are a bit harder to achieve. And so we offer services to help with that as well. And so, yeah, it's a thing.
Okay. So let me ask you this next question. This text reads here. What about, you're talking only about heterosexual sex. What about the woman that wears a strap-on?
What service would they want? I don't know who's heterosexual or who's homosexual. That's not something that I ask. That's not something that I'm concerned about. I see the client as a whole person. It's not your sexuality. That's why we do consultations, to understand exactly what service will suit your needs.
Okay, so we're going to a commercial break. We are going to be back. This is Kenny's Corner. We're talking about sexual enhancement, vaginal rejuvenation at its very best. These are the vagina monologues of Kenny's Corner. Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Pray God you can call us stand outside.
work, this woman's world. Ooh, it's hard on me. Now it's bought and sold for her.
Introducing the Focal Smart Pass app that helps you to fuel up faster. Here's how it works. Download the app on the App Store or get it on Google Play and create your profile with payment details. Visit your nearest Shell station, open the app, scan the pump's QR code, select your payment amount, and begin fueling. Say goodbye to cash and cards because the Focal Smart Pass offers secure and convenient payment options right at your fingertips. Download Focal Smart Pass now and fuel up faster today.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters.
For our more. Good evening. We are back with Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day this beautiful Tuesday evening. Let me get straight into the text line. All right. Sometimes it isn't that they're loose. Your looseness may be tight to other folks. When men blank. Oh, when men blank, man blame woman, woman blame man. How does a couple know if they need medical assistance or if they're just not sexually compatible?
There goes again, honesty. Sit and talk about it. You have to say what your needs are in that arena. She has to say what her needs are.
The needs have to be...
They have to align.
They have to be communicated.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes no sense pretending.
Okay, the texter clearly could, that whoever the texter is about that comment, they are on my Facebook, and this is the answer to the question. So, this is the question. Yes, I'm the person wearing the strap on. and my partner's the one receiving it. But there should be something that she feels. As the woman, as the woman in the relationship, I want to know that she's satisfied, not just from the strap-on, but from me giving her this type of mental and physical stimulation. I think that that's very awkward and not, like, realistic.
That's a layered experience, though. Because with the strap-on, are you just going in and jumping into the act, or are you trying to... Because you said she is the female. Your partner is the female, so she has that female role within the relationship.
Right.
Right? So going from the basis that females are emotionally driven creatures, if you want to ensure, enhance the experience that you're having with your partner, what is your starting point? How are you stimulating her emotionally from the beginning? Or is it just that you just do the act? So that's the only way you can gauge exactly how satisfied she is. And then have the conversation.
Okay. This text reads, Kenny, you are teaching these women how to cheat. Oh, how am I teaching these women how to cheat? Okay. As a man, I like a little grip. And if the baggy loose, then I think that we should... If the baggy loose, then I think that we should always ask the question, how to make the baggy tight. It's like putting some... It's like putting something in the freezer. Is it like putting something in the freezer? I'm wondering, are you asking if the wand is like putting it in the freezer? Is it a cooling? It's a warming sensation. No, texture. It's a warming sensation.
Rejuvenation of cells that already exist in the vaginal walls.
Say it again.
It stimulates rejuvenation of cells that already exist within your vaginal walls.
Okay. Please explain to me, what is a prostitute? A prostitute is somebody that openly negotiates the transaction of currency for sexual favors. Mm-hmm. That's what a prostitute is. Mm-hmm. I'm a caller. Okay, this text reads again. Why are Bahamian women prostituting themselves so much lately? Okay. I don't know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that question. And I mean, as long as we've been alive, I think prostitution is the oldest profession from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I can't answer that question at all. Let me read this next text. Oh, I wish I had one phone that had like a dual SIM so that I didn't have to go back and forth. Okay. So this next question reads here. For the vaginal rejuvenation, It takes 2 days for me to have sex with my man. After I had sex with my man, is it that the penetration will be more difficult? And once he gets in, will it be a nice, cozy, tight, snug area like a pair of socks?
No, the penetration should not be more difficult. The experience should be optimized. The experience should be enhanced, and it should be more enjoyable for both you and your partner. It's not meant to cause pain or trauma.
So once they get in, once the penis gets in, that's when it's supposed to be pulsating and vibrating and like a liquid and fluid and like...
You're supposed to be ready before. You're supposed to be ready to receive the penis.
But isn't the rejuvenation supposed to make it more intense?
Exactly. So if you used to drip, 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 then after your rejuvenation, it's the hope that you are now full faucet.
Gush, gush, gush.
Correct.
Turn this faucet off.
Yeah.
And on.
Right.
And so after, what have your clients been saying about the rejuvenation process?
So I have a lot of clients who are afraid until, you know, they would have had one or two sessions and realize the difference. They realize that, you know, they can... withstand intense session more after the experience, after having a rejuvenation session than before. They realize that the stimulation is more intense. They realize that the orgasms are easier to achieve.
Is it quicker to achieve or easier?
Not necessarily quicker, but it's easier to achieve.
Okay, this text reads, as a man, I want you to talk to me about the penal wave thing. What is that about? And who will know? Will anyone know?
What do you mean, will anyone know?
Will anyone know? Like, I'm thinking, will you announce it? Or like, if you get penal rejuvenation, does that mean like perhaps will the partner notice it?
Well, the male would notice it. And of course the partner would notice it, because what penile wave therapy does is, like I said, redirects your blood vessels, helps with dilation to sustain blood flow to the penis to maintain an erection, aid in premature ejaculation. So, of course, your partner will know that, you know, this erection is much more strong and more intense than the erection we had weeks ago. If you normally would go a cycle or a session for you is 1 to 2 minutes, and now you go in 10 and 15 minutes, of course you and your partner would know that.
This texter reads, so, miss, are you saying to me, as a man, after I would have had this procedure, I have to stay with you for 48 hours? Can I walk out as if nothing has happened?
Yes. Yes.
How is that possible?
Yes, you can. You have, there. Not everyone. There are times during the session where you may get an erection. That's normal human behavior. But 9 times out of 10, it doesn't happen that way. You're here for treatment. It's nothing sexual within the exchange. You're here to get a service. Same way with, I guess, someone doing a prostate exam. It's not for you to get an erection. It's not sexual in any way. It's a treatment. But to say that it does not happen, I would be lying.
What have been some of your more glowing results from this whole process?
In terms of which service?
The vaginal rejuvenation, the vaginal bleaching, the penile stimuli-ing. Tell me about that.
I think feedback that I find enjoyable is when I hear that persons are more confident in their sexuality. Women who would have been afraid to, you know, engage in intercourse. Intercourse had to be in the dark, or intercourse had to be in a certain position. They are not the aggressors. They are not the ones, you know, initiating.
I have an issue with having sex in the dark, because my thing is, if you have to have sex in the dark, that means that your partner is not doing a good job of him or her allowing you to be yourself. The sex in the dark thing is very weird.
Well, it all has to do with confidence.
Yeah, it really must, because sex in the dark is very weird.
But you have a lot of people that are still at that level because they're not confident in the way the vagina looks.
But you and I are together. Mm-hmm. Why would you be okay with having sex in the dark at any time?
Yeah, like I said, it has to do with confidence. Some people are not happy with where they're at with their body. Some people have other issues. So what we do is, the hope is to always make the woman feel empowered and to gain back some of the confidence that she may have lost. And I find that when we get feedback telling us, you know, I was able to achieve this orgasm, I felt more lubricated, the experience was more intense and more powerful, I felt more like a woman, you know, those are the responses that you look for to let you know that, hey, you know, perhaps I'm on the right track with what I'm doing.
This text reads, I think on most minds is there pain or discomfort in the procedure?
No, there's no pain, there's no discomfort. Yeah, you just have a warming sensation.
Okay, and this next text reads here, sweetie, drop Kenny disinformation so I could find out about this. I want this man to purr like a kitten. Mind you, I don't really need your services, but I will take the service. How much is it? You said insurance doesn't cover, but sex for me is not something that I enter into lightly. I want to be mentally stimulated. Mm-hmm. I want him to look at me. I want to look at him. I want to look straight through his soul so that he understands. He is touching the sweetest part in this country.
She's dangerous.
Okay, let me read this next text.
She coming for the man's soul.
She coming for this man's soul.
Jeez.
Tell her, well, I welcome her to the Little Miss Groupie community. She's an honorary.
But tell me something.
I like her.
This rejuvenation, this taking their soul.
That's what it's do. If you had the snap back, you can have it back times 10. That's what it's supposed to do.
This a soul snatcher?
Yeah.
Oh.
Membership into the Little Miss Groupie community.
Winter is here.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. This text reads, men erect sperm during sex. What do women excrete? When women squirt, is that urine or some other fluid? You wanna answer that? This is a real live text, ma'am.
It depends on whether it's a real squirt.
What does that mean?
You have a lot of women out there who are not necessarily squirting for real. What happens is some of them, with the sensation, they get confused whether they want to pass urine or whether there is fluid that's emitting from your glands. It happens. The intensity is extreme. And so it may be urine for most women. But then you have some women who are able to release fluid from their gland. Not many, but there are some who can do it.
Miss, drop the information. You talking plenty. Where do we come to get the rejuvenation? Just like the other texter, I'm ready to snatch souls up in this joint. The word is not joint that you wrote on this text. This ain't say no joint. Okay, this next text reads, as a woman, I find that this topic is very, very interesting. How long are we going to have the relationship series? Can we have a sex series? Or is it sex and relationships for the time that you are on the radio? Please, let's have this conversation an hour longer because I have to rush home to get these children out of my car. I'm literally sitting in the parking lot at Evolve. My child is inside swimming. I should be in the back watching her, but instead I'm here listening to y'all two talk about my vagina. Okay, well,
isn't it a juicy topic?
Texter, I appreciate you sitting out in your vehicle, listening to us. Thank you so much for that. All right, this next text reads, in terms of vaginal rejuvenation, how often should a woman get this? Per year, or is it per month?
So normally what we tell clients, 3 to 6 sessions can last you 2 to 5 years if you do your post-maintenance care at home.
What is post-maintenance care?
So it's a kit. It's okay. A kit that normally has a body wash, an oil, a cleanser as well. We also give you take-home instructions that you follow. And once you do those, you find that 2 to 5 years, most persons don't have to come back once they would have done the sessions with us. Now, we do recommend, like I said, initially 3 sessions, but you would gauge us. You would tell us, you know, I did one session and I think I got where I need to be.
Okay.
And I should add that the initial thing that we do once we decide that we're going to do a rejuvenation session is we measure your, and it's a thing, I know everybody can gasp and hold their pearls, but we locally, we call it your vaginal grip pressure.
Mm.
But what it is your pelvic floor pressure, your ability to contract and hold.
Mm.
So we also use that as a gauge in the beginning.
Okay.
Assess exactly how effective each session was. So you will have a number at the beginning, lets you know what your standing grip ability is.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the session, there's another number. So we let you know how much you have improved. And then you can determine after you would have used your tool,
mm-hmm.
if you want to stay at that level or you want to do some more sessions to enhance. Okay. Now, not everybody's goal is tightening. Some people are okay with tightening. Other person's goals are more lubrication, strengthening of pelvic floor muscles, that type of thing. So it all depends based on the consultation what your goals are.
Okay, this text reads, I don't want to tighten any vaginal floors. I want to tighten the vaginal walls. This next text reads, sex should be enhanced as many and as much times as it possibly can. That's the entire point. Okay.
That's true.
This next texter says, when having sex, I would like to pull his soul directly from his ears to his back.
Welcome.
I want him, when he gets out of my bed, to remember, this yours, this your woman. I want, when he asks, whose this belongs to, I want him to ask, when he asks, whose this belongs to, he thinks twice. When I walk out the door to go to the bank for work, I want him to think, Jesus, I better go pick up this woman for lunch, because she could be giving this out. Ladies and gentlemen,
we welcome her too.
We
welcome you.
Miss Grip Grip, Miss Grippy. This has been a rather interesting topic here this evening. It was about vaginal rejuvenation. Is your vagina worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your vagina to be better? Will your vagina work for you? Vaginal rejuvenation at its very best. Crystal Roll, you can inbox me. You can inbox the station. We have the information for you. Please go out there and make your vagina work for you, ladies. It's about your health. It's about your well-being, as it were.
And it's not a taboo.
It's not taboo. Grip Nation to the Google.
Mm-hmm.
Guardian 96.9, this is Kenny's Corner. Fresh news. Smart talk. All day.
Move the coach. Tonight me wanna hear when you say ooh, ouch. Lock off your phone, no make nobody call ya. Busy signal, me not go biggie smile ya. Baby, we making love, let it flow, because me not go star.
I wanna give you some sweet love, sweet love. On the night shift, later on the night shift. Oh, baby, come hold me tight. I'll treat you right, yeah, on the night shift.